This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, another hour from the nation's capital. And, of course, we're also in Frisco, Texas, covering what's happening there. Steve Hallstrom and Evan Giddings will be back with more. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, man, that's fun to say. He's going to join us in a moment here and take your calls, questions, and comments. If you have any, give us a ring at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Lots of fine sponsors powering us, including Todd's Wheels. Your wheels are kind of nice, aren't they, Todd? That big, sharp, red.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, very nice. And where's that from?
SchwannBuickGMC.com. What's in your mind now? Powered by SchwannGMC.com. And, yes, if you pop right on there, you can get your course. They've redesigned it for 2019, so you can get the updated one. And, you know, mine's coming up here this summer, and I got to make a decision about, oh, do I go ahead and pull the trigger and get the new one? Or
there you go. Decisions.
First world problems. Exactly.
And we're also brought to you today by Go Wireline. You know, you call and they go. These folks know Wireline. They know the industry. The founders have 30 years of experience in the basin. They are North Dakota guys. This is a North Dakota company, and they're looking for people. So GoWireline.com to find out more. Get your new career going. All right, we're in Washington, D.C. today, and pleased to welcome Kelly Armstrong, the next United States Congressman from North Dakota, to the program. I remember the first day he walked into the state capitol, serving in the legislature there, and I said, there is a future something. I don't know what. Governor, senator, congressman, but he's in a class that's obviously fit to serve. I know you come from a family business and been at it for many, many years, and also obviously a lawyer. So other traits, but it's great to know you're making the next step, and we congratulate you.
Thanks, and thanks for having me on, although I feel like I'm only getting half the experience when I can't hear Todd on the other end of the on the other end of the headset. So
don't tell Todd I only brought one headset, but yeah. I'll share when the listeners call in with questions or comments, which again you're welcome to do, or text me 701-367-2054. So how was yesterday? What was it like?
It was organized chaos. It's really surreal. You know, I was sitting there. I had both my kids on the floor of the Senate or floor of the House when we were getting sworn in. And you know, one thing that obviously I wish it wasn't going the way where Republicans were turning over the majority to the Democrats. But you sit there and you realize this is truly a peaceful transfer of power. And we're going to have the politics, we're going to have the rhetoric, we're going to have the fights, but it's truly amazing to sit there and think of all the people that have gone through that building before you and the great things that have been accomplished out here, and also just that we truly do have a peaceful transfer of power.
How do they, you know, orient you to the building? And, I mean, you vote, here's your card, you push this, but, I mean, is the orientation process pretty well-heeled?
Absolutely. That's the one thing that I've been amazed about is how great people are and how generous they are with their time and their advice and showing you the ropes. Now, the orientating you through the office buildings and the House buildings, I figure I could be here 20 years and still get lost. One of the reasons, there's three House office buildings, and I'm in the middle one, which is Longworth, which is great because it's centrally located, but also it's the smallest of the three, so when I get lost, I find my way out a little quicker.
Well, I tell you, it is crazy. It's just like, and you know, the basement is like, what in the world? Because you're under streets and you're, you know, in the Capitol and out of the Capitol, and pretty amazing, that's for sure.
Yeah, and for me, I'm right by the main door of the office building, and I tend to walk outside when I go vote because then I can just cross the street. And there's just something about walking up the steps of the Capitol versus going in the tunnels where you're just walking up. And I mean, no matter how busy we get, no matter what we're trying to do for the citizens of North Dakota, I think it's important to just take a step back, realize where you're at and what you're trying to accomplish, because it's a humbling experience, and we need to take this oath of office very seriously.
How about the personal side of this? Obviously, you have a young family, a beautiful son and daughter that were with Speaker Pelosi yesterday up in the rostrum and also at the ceremonial swearing in. But obviously they're going to school in Dickinson. You're in D.C. How do you do all that?
Yeah, my mom and dad came down too for all of this, and it was great. But my wife's from Oslo, Norway, so we dated halfway across the world from each other. We've both had, careers, and we've always made it work. My kids have grown up on airplanes flying back and forth to Norway to see her side of the family. So we'll go home every weekend when we have either a Monday or a Friday off so we can get there. And then at times when, especially when school's out and we're going to be here for 2 weeks, they'll come out. And there are some really cool things for families to do out here. They're really conscious of that because you can't, having senators and reps or representatives that have young families is important to this body. It can't all be people who are past that age because we bring different life experiences as well. So they're really cognizant of that, and they work hard to make sure that everybody's comfortable and knows their way around.
David has a question for Congressman I'm never going to call Senator Kramer Senator Kramer for a while. It's going to be now I'm going to be calling Congressman Armstrong Congressman Kramer. Oh my gosh! I'm just going to go Kellyanne Kevin. I
Perfect.
Think that'll
That'd
be yeah, yeah.
I would appreciate that if as many people did that as possible.
So David, go ahead for Kelly. You're up.
Yeah, thanks, Scott and Congressman. Yeah, I was I'm very against the government shutdown. As you might know, there are a few departments that are actually shut down, but one of them is the EPA, and the other one is the food inspectors. So, just listening to the news at the top of the hour where, ethanol is damaging the price structure of all of the grains, what's going to happen if we end up with another, outbreak of salmonella or E. coli in the food, and all of a sudden that damages crop prices too? If there are no grain inspectors at the silos, imagine how many people are going to be trying to dump their rotten corn or their rotten grains into the silo system and damage the price structure because nobody can trust it anymore. This is bad. Shutting down government is our property. We hire these guys, and we hire you, Congressman, to run our stuff like a nice handmade clock, our nice clicking, easy mechanism instead of this crazy erratic junk that's been passing for reality. So we need, our nation run like a fine watch. And I'm sick of this, these excuses for shutting down the government. What are you going to do about food prices if there's no food inspectors?
All right, David, let's get an answer in here from the congressman.
Well, I think first it's important to note that just under three-fourths of the government is fully funded right now, so we're dealing with 25% of the government. Second of all, this is an issue about border security and security of the country, and the answer can't be all or nothing. And the Democrats need to negotiate in good faith. This is something President Trump campaigned on. This is something that came up in the campaign in North Dakota all through the campaign season. It's important, and it's important even if illegal immigration isn't the most important thing. North Dakota is about as far away from the southern border as you can be unless you're in Alaska, and it was an issue that was very important to the voters in North Dakota. So
I forget the numbers, but on sanctuary cities, on the policy related to sanctuary cities, because Senator Heitkamp had voted against some issues and to keep those in place and to fix that, and the popularity of that was like 30% or something. Like you say, we're a long way from it, but North Dakotans care, don't they?
No, and with that being said, I agree. Leadership of both parties, both chambers in the White House need to get together and they need to work. The other thing we heard a lot about during the campaign is people want Congress to function again. That truly does come up, but you cannot sacrifice core principles of border security and the things that are going on for this, and they need to work towards a solution that both parties can come to some kind of agreement on and that the president will sign.
Does David need to worry about food safety?
I tend to think that this is one of those fallacy arguments that exists where all of a sudden now that, there weren't a whole bunch of people with rotten grain waiting for a government shutdown just to flood the silos with rotten grain. Our farmers, ranchers, and the people care more about what they're growing and what they're producing than just about everybody else. So, obviously lack of food inspectors, things of that nature are important, and we need to get those things going, but I don't think you're going to immediately see a flood of all these bad actors that were just sitting around waiting for this to happen.
So yesterday, we have about a minute for this answer, but yesterday you were on the House floor a long time. There are a lot of votes, and some of them was a new plan on funding the government that, of course, didn't include the border security. I mean, when you talk about let's work together, was there any conversation between you and Democratic colleagues saying, come on, I mean, obviously you don't put anything for border security, and he's not going to sign it, so why are we doing this?
Yeah, and then Leader McConnell said they won't even take it up in the Senate because they know the president's not going to sign it. So it's not, it wasn't a serious proposal. It was a political proposal, and I mean, they're taking over the majority, and politics is part of this game. But no, I mean, leadership of both parties needs to get there. They need to figure out how to secure the border, and they need to work forward with something the president will sign.
We're going to talk to Kelly a little bit about what his priorities are, what he comes, his list, checklist, if you will, of things that he wants to accomplish as a member of Congress from North Dakota, and we'll do that after the break. Any other questions or comments are welcome. David, thank you for your call. 800-228-0550, the number to call, or you can text us, 701-367-2054 for me, 701-226-8503 for Todd. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Lignite Energy Council. If you go to SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org, you'll find out more. Great organization. Appreciate their support. More coming up after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuide.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim at IndyBlackBullGuide.com, and thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We're live in Washington, D.C. today with coverage of momentous day for North Dakota, a return to all three Republicans holding the seats of the, two Senate seats, one House seat. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is with us today on the program. And if you have a question or comment for Kelly, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free number, 800-228-0550. Thank you to our sponsors for our Washington, D.C. Broadcast, including Continental Resources, America's oil champion, as well as Select Energy and Canary. Out in Watford City with a great operation there, Oilfield Service Company, and our friends at the North Dakota Bankers Association. Texter says, tell the congressman thanks for the Christmas card. He has a beautiful family. God bless him. And I got one of those, too, so thank you. You do have a beautiful family. Yeah, your kids are adorable. Your wife's beautiful. It's just the all-American family, and it's you know, for me, I think fun to see sort of that new generation coming in to represent North Dakotans and hopefully be here for a long time.
Yeah, my wife is obviously, and my kids are my secret weapon, not just in a campaign or not just in office, but just generally in life. I'm worried sooner or later people are going to figure out that she is exceptionally more amazing than I am.
I have that problem too, so I know we married up. There's no doubt about it. So what do you want to do? Are you here to be a congressman for a long time? Would you like to be a senator at some point? Do you want to be a governor? What career-wise, what are you, beyond this, looking to do?
I am looking to do tomorrow. I am really excited about being here. I wouldn't have run for this position. You know, North Dakota has a delegation of exactly one, and one of the ways that you can be most effective for North Dakota is by doing it long enough to figure out how everything works here, because that takes a while. I mean, there's 435 people in the U.S. House, not including staff, 435 different issues, different beliefs, different attitudes, and different egos, and it's going to take a while to do that. I wouldn't have done this for a one-and-done type of situation. But as we're moving forward, particularly in a divided government, I think one of the things we can do right away is continue to work with the administration and have a more cooperative regulatory environment. You know, I mean, ag, coal, oil are the three of the biggest industries in North Dakota, and and obviously ag and energy are anchor tenants, and everything in between is small business. And those are the types of issues that are going to be under attack under this Democratic Congress. I mean, when you talk about select committees on global warming and the environment, they're interested in demonizing fossil fuels, and they're interested in demonizing agriculture. And we will be out here defending our way of life in North Dakota, and we'll do that every single day.
Do you think, given especially that you are in the minority in the House, that most of your effectiveness will be that, working with the administration, you know, maybe on the regulatory side, the executive branch side, that can impact North Dakota versus hoping to get, meaningful legislation done?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are things that we can work on in a bipartisan fashion. I had a long conversation with Colin Peterson this morning on the floor of the House, and, I mean, he brings a wealth of institutional knowledge on ag issues that are important to Democrats and Republicans in ag country. So there are things we're going to be able to move. But, yeah, make no mistake about it. We are going to argue, and we're going to advocate for the things that are important to North Dakota, because they're important to the country. I mean, we provide the food, oil, gas, and electricity, not just for our state, but for the entire region, the entire country, and actually the entire world. And these issues are important, and we need to continue to advocate for them.
Kelly Armstrong is with us, the new congressman from North Dakota. If you had to, show me your planner. I'm going to check this one, check this one, check that one. What is the top priorities, do you think?
Yeah, this is kind of a weird answer for people who don't necessarily know how the inner workings work out here. But I think, one, we need to figure out what committees we're on, because that'll dictate a lot of things we can work on. And North Dakota is not a sleepy flyover state. We haven't been for a long time, but the country's taken notice. So every committee that we serve on will have direct impact on North Dakota citizens. But I think one thing we can get into right away is dealing with some of these regulatory issues for trucking, moving our products in and out of North Dakota. Those are issues that were starting to get some traction in the last Congress. So there's already a little headwind or a little tailwind with them, and we'll want to dig into some of those right away, whether it's electronic logging devices, CDL requirements, some different things that are important to our farmers, ranchers, and energy producers, and work forward with that.
So the whole minority thing, Nancy Pelosi, Colin Peterson, yes, you're going to be able to work with Colin Peterson. Congressman Kramer did as well, right? I mean, and he's going to, it's Minnesota, it's North Dakota, it's common issues, there's no doubt about it. But beyond that, Nancy Pelosi is not exactly going to say, okay, Kelly, you're right, let's do it, right? I mean, it's just they're entrenched in their, you know, how do you bust through on that? You think you build a small enough coalition where people actually want some change, want to go back and say, look, we're working together, or how do you do it?
Yeah, the majority controls the calendar, the majority controls the agenda, and, I mean, you know, yesterday somebody already filed articles of impeachment on President Trump. So, I mean, we're going to have to deal with those things, and you're exactly right. So what we're going to do is we're going to work, I mean, we'll work towards good legislation that's good for North Dakota and get it. One of the things you can do here is keep working, and even if you can't get it passed in a Democratic-controlled Congress, when we take the majority back, if at least your side of the aisle understands the issue and you've been educating and advocating for it with people who do want to work forward towards solutions, you can start now. I mean, it just may take a little longer.
Let's get Daryl and Minot in here with a question, referring to one of the previous caller's questions. Go ahead, Daryl, if you would.
Yeah, first I'd like to say congratulations, Congressman, and I hope you have a long, enjoyable tour. And as far as the other gentleman called in concerning about the rotten food and the shutdown of the government, and I think he needs to talk to his Democrat representatives. He needs to talk to the Democrat Party. They're the ones that are not willing to support the country. They don't. Every crime that is committed by these illegal aliens is directly responsibility of the Democrat Party. These sanctuary cities and everything, they're the ones that's causing all this. So he better go talk to those people. I'm for the government shutdown. I'm a survivor. I've been through 15 or 20 of these things. But life goes on. So anyway, congratulations, and that's all I've got for now.
Yeah, and I think that's an important point. Democrats control one chamber of the legislative branch. The Republicans control the other chamber, and they control the White House. So it is incumbent on Democrats in the House to negotiate in good faith. That is something that can pass both the House, the Senate, and the president will sign. And, you know, one of the things that I think is important to note in how these shutdowns work, and Scott and I were talking about this offline, essential employees are still funded of the 25% of the government that is shut down. And also, one of the typical pressure points in government shutdown is military pay. Because whether you're Republican, whether you're Democrat, whether you're majority, minority, nobody in this position should want to be responsible for our soldiers not getting paychecks when they're either at home or not a
worry this time, right?
In foreign theaters, but they're fully funded.
Yeah.
So that's
VA too.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah.
So I mean, there are things that are moving forward, but this is a line in the sand, and it's been drawn, and they need to negotiate themselves through to something that President Trump's comfortable with for border security.
Another texter confirmed something you said earlier. Totally ignorant of the system, that caller David. Junk grain will be stopped at multiple levels by the industry, and as you said, like farmers aren't exactly, you know, just all of a sudden going to find that bad grain and then ship it out, and because there's no inspector. Plus inspectors are covered, so I don't know. It's they're playing the game. There's no doubt about it. Hey, fascinating conversation. Look forward to many more just like it, and lots of conversations with our listeners, too. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Scott.
A big day for Congressman Kelly Armstrong, our guest on What's On Your Mind. More coming up after this. We'll go to Frisco, Texas, check in there. I got to tell you my Mitt Romney story still. I promised I would. I will. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for district and county representatives in Richland, Barnes, Trail, Grand Forks, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2019. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street has seen some wild swings in recent weeks. This morning, so far at least, the big swing is in the upward position after government figures show the U.S. added 312,000 jobs in December, far greater than the 180,000 new jobs economists had expected to see in that government report. Since the opening bell, the Dow has gained as much as 600 points, and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 have also been higher by about 2%. Another stern warning from Pope Francis to Catholic bishops. Francis says the culture of abuse in the Catholic Church is undercutting the Church's entire credibility. He wrote a letter to church leaders who are attending a spiritual retreat near Chicago this week, advising bishops to stop playing the victim as the Church grapples with the priest sex abuse scandal. This is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We're in Washington, D.C. today covering the new Congress, the 116th Congress, with Senator Kevin Cramer, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We're also in Frisco, Texas, just north of Dallas, Steve Hallstrom and Evan Giddings from our team covering what's happening down there and talking to fans and having a great time. They caught up with some fans having a blast here, and we're going to chat with them in just a minute. I want to tell you right now a little bit about my friends at Pipers. They are a premier land auction company, really continue to get great accolades. But some folks don't necessarily think of equipment auctions. I've been doing a little analysis on some of the equipment auctions. I tell you what, they are crushing it. They are really doing well. So if you're looking to get top dollar for your equipment, I'd really encourage you to call Pipers and find out about their system, the marketing, everything they do. 877-700-4099. They'll send you out a catalog. Coming up here, let's see, we've got a few things happening early in January. Got on the 11th, next Friday, Inkster, North Dakota, some cropland going out there. Today, Nelson County cropland. There's also some on the 22nd in Clay County, some acreage there. Cass County on the 25th. Then into February, some Walsh, Emmons, and Adams land auctions, even down in Yellow Medicine County coming up. So that's in Minnesota. Pipers.com, or give them a call, and they'll send that out to you, 877-700-4099. Our broadcast from Washington, D.C., and our coverage here with our visits with Senator Cramer and my conversation with Mitt Romney. You aren't going to believe that. And everything else brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Bankers Association, Canary, and Select Energy Services, offering water solutions, oil field chemicals, Wellsite Services, headquartered in Houston, Texas, 5,000 employees now, providing services to customers in every unconventional basin throughout the U.S., and, of course, big believers in the Bakken from early on. SelectEnergyServices.com to find out more, and Continental Resources. Since the inception, they have been a leader in utilizing advanced technologies to explore and produce oil and natural gas. All right, let's get down to Texas, find out what's happening as the countdown to the game with Eastern Washington happening tomorrow, and a lot of fans down there having a great time. Steve Hallstrom, Evan Giddings, take it away.
Yeah, Scotty, well, what's happening is the sun is out. We've had two straight days of rain, Evan. It's been in the upper 30s here. Finally, we're getting some sunshine. We might get to the 50s today. It's starting to look like actually some kind of Texas weather here.
Yeah, everything's clearing up, and we even heard earlier that conditions might bump up from the 60 to 62 mark that we initially heard up to around 70 tomorrow for the game.
Well, anything that starts with a 6 would be absolutely fantastic. Yes. They've had the field covered for the last couple of days, so field conditions should be great. Looks like the skies will be nice as well. We want to say thanks to some folks that are making this coverage possible of the Bison Road to Frisco. The presenting sponsor of our coverage is Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. We also want to say thanks to some other great Bison fans, Fisher Leasing, Gate City Bank, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union, Senex of Watford City, and PetroServe USA. Well, one of the fun things about being down here in Frisco is when people from North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, that are big Bison fans, start arriving here in Frisco. So we started walking around yesterday to see who we might see, try to bump into a few people, have some conversations with them. And we saw a car with Minnesota plates and a big yellow cowboy hat sticking out the back window. And I said, we got to talk to these people.
Yeah, I'm here, but I'm not playing it. You're playing it. I can't play audio, and Todd can't. So we have a little mix-up there. Are you able to play it, Daniel? Sorry, Steve. Okay, he's getting it rolling for you.
My name is Tom Barnes. I'm from West Fargo.
Tina Barnes from West Fargo, North Dakota.
Joyce Richardson from Pelican Rapids, Minnesota.
Okay, so we got some Minnesota and some North Dakota people here playing nice together, so that's great. So is this your first time down to Frisco? Have you done this before?
I've been here four times. This will be our fourth.
Okay, nice. Yeah. How about you?
This is my first time down here.
Okay, so fourth and first time. So what has the newcomer got to learn about being in Frisco? What are you going to teach him as far as the ropes here?
I think he's learned a lot already.
Okay.
All right. The traffic was incredible last night, and he was in the passenger seat hanging on for dear life.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. You had to get...
I was riding the brake.
You're riding the brake. We had to get from A to B. There's certain things you got to do. I understand that, yeah. So tell me about the drive down. How long did it take for you to get down? Tell me one good story from the drive down.
I can't find a good story.
Okay.
Gas is cheap. How about that?
Yeah, though? No kidding. Yeah. How about that?
It took us... we stopped the first night in... Wichita, Kansas, and spent the night and had a couple cocktails and some good food. And next morning at 10 o'clock, we jumped in the car, and here we are.
So you're done drinking for the trip then, I understand.
No.
No, that's not true. Okay, all right. So tell us about what have you looked forward to the most coming down here? What is it that keeps bringing you back? You've been down here four times.
You know what? Just talking to other Bison fans, it's just... so much fun to hear this. Last night we ran into a couple of ex-Bison football players at one of the establishments, and the stories are just unbelievable. I mean, it's just fun, just really fun.
Did you see some North Dakota, Minnesota license plates driving down?
Oh, quite a few.
Do you do the Bison app, that tracker thing where you see everything?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, over 8,000 now.
Is that 8,000 people? Yeah. Wow. Okay. So let's talk a little football here. Do you feel good about the game? You probably wouldn't have come down if you thought they were going to get smoked. So I'm guessing you have some optimism about this one.
I'm very optimistic, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Give us a score here. What do we think?
Oh, that's a good question. 30 to 10.
Okay. Ladies, what do you think? Let's get your predictions on this football game here.
I was more worried about the SDSU game than this one.
Oh, is that right? The national championship has already been played. So,
right, yes,
all right, give me a score here. What are we looking at for this one?
They're going to be 0. We're going to be about 25, I think.
Okay, yeah. All right. So 3-4 touchdowns. So very good. Now, tell me the truth. You're dreading the drive home, aren't you? The drive down is fun. The drive back home is always a mess. Yes or no?
I don't know.
You like the drive?
I don't mind. I don't have to drive. So.
We watch movies while they drive.
Oh, that's
really
good. You guys work,
right?
You watch TV.
Yeah. Yep.
That's some good stuff there. Yep. Did you run into any nasty weather when you were coming down here?
Between Watertown and Sioux Falls was pretty rough. Very icy. Yeah. Very icy.
Okay.
After that, 75 the whole way.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you folks visiting with us. Thanks for doing it. Have a great time here, and go Bison.
You bet.
All right. We'll be back more a little bit with more on the Frisco Fan Cam brought to you by Gate City Bank. We'll see you then. Yeah, some fun conversations there. Always a good time to catch people when they've just gotten here after driving, and they're ready to go out and have some good times, and that should be a good time today. And as we said, should be some good weather coming up here later today and tomorrow as well. Easton Stick, NDSU quarterback, is going to be at a banquet tonight. At least we believe that he will be. He's one of the three players up for the Walter Payton Award, which is presented annually to the best offensive player in the FCS. So, Scotty, lots to be following here today. Some good storylines today before the teams take the field tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It's that's kind of fun. You know, that to me, the story of Frisco and, you know, the fan base that follows the Bison, it's like Sioux hockey, UND hockey in North Dakota. I mean, there's just, it doesn't matter where they're playing, there's a lot of people there. And if there's a national championship, like in Tampa, Florida a couple of years ago, there's more UND fans in Florida than there is, you know, anybody else, right? And
yes.
It's same thing with the Bison when they travel for football. It's so fun. It's so cool. I mean, it just is really, really a neat way to do it. And, of course, usually it's a little nicer down in Frisco, and, you know, so you get a little... although I was recounting, I remember you and I absolutely freezing on some bleachers watching a game one time. There's been some horrific winds. I think only one of the seven previous trips down there have been actually, you know, kind of tolerable weather, right, with a nice... So I don't know. We just get the bad draw, I guess, on the weather down there.
Yeah, we've got a couple of years where the weather's been pretty good. A couple of years it's been terrible, and a bunch of them are in between. But, hey, it's January. No matter where you're at, you got a chance of getting some bad weather. It's either the rainy season or the cold season, depending on what part of the country you're in. So, yeah, you just never know what you're going to get. But last year was pretty good, and this year looks like it might be really good again. So we're looking forward to it.
You know, one of the fun things about that is that everybody sort of has their routine now. I mean, not everybody, but the majority of people that have been at Frisco have been there before. You know, you talk to people, I've been there 4 years, I've been 5 years, I've been, you know, some people went to all of them, they're all proud. Well, they got a routine, right? I mean, they, you know, when they get there, where they stay, where they're going to go out to. And I saw the video you did with Jim and Sherry Heyer and that crew and talking to the owner of that restaurant. That was kind of neat, too, because the restaurant owners down there, they love North Dakotans. They love this tournament, don't they?
Yeah, Evan, they say that they stock up when people come from North Dakota. They know what they're getting into.
Well, yeah, and the guy was talking about how he was getting texts during the semifinal game against South Dakota in the waning minutes saying, hey, you know, get ready. We got to get ready, just mentally preparing for all the stuff going down here, people descending upon Frisco. And there's a Bison tracker up. There's an app you can use. And just checking it out this morning was over 10,000. So it's crazy the amount of support that NDSU gets down here. And it really does make it somewhat of a second home for them.
Absolutely. And like you said, Scotty, if it's good for North Dakota, whether it's UND, NDSU, I think we can all cheer for that. So we hope well for the boys here on tomorrow's game. Want to say thanks again to our title sponsor, Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment, and also the other folks making this trip and the coverage possible. Fisher Leasing, Gate City Bank, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union, Senex of Watford City, and PetroServe USA all say go Bison. Scotty, should be a fun time tomorrow. Game is at 11 o'clock, and like Evan said, we might have 70 degrees tomorrow in the afternoon. Should be a great day.
Yeah, I talked to one bar owner down there, and he said that they're up about 30%. They figure it's because Evan is there for his first time.
that might be true.
Had
yeah,
to scale
yeah.
the walls to get in.
They do say they do about 50% more business on a weekend like this than they would typically do this time of year.
I do like the story about him scaling the fence to be able to start the broadcast today. So way to go, Evan.
Whatever it takes.
Superman-like on the broadcast. Thank you, guys. Steve Hallstrom, Evan Gennings, and they'll be doing the Gate City Bank Frisco Fan Cam all weekend long, talking to more fans, having a great time. So, and also thanks, as Steve mentioned, to Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment for being our premier sponsor for our broadcast from there. We appreciate that very much and encourage folks to optimize their yields with Case. They have the Case IH Axial Flow Combines right now, and header to spreader axial flow combines engineered for simplicity and reliability. Industry leading innovations put higher quality grain in the tank, more profits in your pocket. You get the capacity you need with easy adjustment options to match more than 134 crop types, all while you're minimizing potential grain loss. So power through the high yield crops in demanding field conditions using less fuel with the Case IH efficient power technology, and get maximized comfort and productivity with one of the largest and quietest cabs in the industry. Quiet enough for you to listen to this radio program all the time when you're out in the field, folks. That's right. There's no disrupting what's happening on what's on your mind when you're in one of these camps. Take control of your harvest. Keep your profits off the ground and in your tank. For more info on Case IH Axial Flow Combines, visit Plains Ag in North Dakota and Eastern Montana. That's Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. We thank them along with Fisher Leasing, Gate City Bank, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union, Sales of Watford City, and PetroServe USA. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Senator Kevin Cramer when we come back on the program. Last chance to get your comments in, too, by text for Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 367-2054.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hedden. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to health care or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I have
two comments. The first, the GoFundMe account for the border wall. Why can't the citizens work together with a private rancher on the border and use that money to construct a wall? Second, letting these children in with diseases that our United States are not exposed to, what happens when American children start dying from these diseases? Thank you. My phone number is 704.
No, you don't need your phone number, but I appreciate you calling. That was a call that came in earlier. Very good comments. And one I will say on the diseases, I've heard a lot about TB and some other things as well that are discovered. We often hear when we have this debate about how we should secure our border and what immigration should look like. Well, our relatives came to Ellis Island. You bet they did. And guess what? If they had TB, they didn't leave Ellis Island. They quarantined them. And for things much less, skin rashes and everything else, we're not even doing that now. We're saying, they want a job. Just be nice. Legal versus illegal is the absolute difference. Very, very good point. As far as the GoFundMe, I agree. I think if, Donald Trump could rally that crowd, I really think he could. They could just, I don't know logistics on, if you fund it, how you pay for it and all that, but I love the idea of just saying, to heck with the government. We don't need you. You're screwing this up. We'll give the folks on the border what they need. And by the way, the president was brilliant yesterday. Goes to the White House press briefing, brings with him Border Patrol agents who one after another said, stop playing politics with this and give us the resources we need to protect the border. And we do need a wall. Gosh almighty. And you know, this police officer in California that died, that was murdered for doing his job by an illegal immigrant, now has a wife and a child without a father and a dad. There's something else we ought to use GoFundMe for. And I know there's some efforts. Fox and Friends this morning had the brother on. I'm telling you, that ought to stay front and center on this particular issue, no doubt about it. I have to quickly tell you my Mitt Romney story from yesterday, and then we'll have one more chance to chat with Congressman Kramer, okay? And first of all, I wasn't wanting to do anything other than sort of pass along kind of what I believe the sentiment of North Dakotans would be to Mitt Romney. And he was in line, waiting, and they're standing there doing nothing. So I just said, hi, Senator Romney, nice to see you. Scott Hennen, we met at the Mark Andrews farm some time ago, and nice to see you. Yeah, hot day. He remembers that whole deal. I remember that you've been out there a couple times campaigning, and his wife was there, and I reintroduced myself to her, and they were all pleasant. And I said, can I, and I just leaned in. I don't want to make a scene on this. Can I just give you some, North Dakota advice on, dealing with the president? Well, if you have a problem with his style or what he's doing, or, wouldn't it be better just to tell him eyeball to eyeball? His body language immediately went to defensive, stood up and he said, no, my obligation is to tell people who voted for me where I stand. I said, well, I don't understand that. You're telling the president that he, is too brash or mean or whatever. They heard you during the campaign, didn't you? That's the first thing you did. He was so defensive. It was unbelievable. He's finally, his wife is trying to calm him down by the end of this, saying, well, I have my opinion, you have yours. And, I'm like, gosh almighty. So clearly it's under his skin. I actually had a chance to chat with Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, and I said the same to him. I said, what's with Romney? I mean, rein him in, for crying out loud. He didn't come here to, speak for the U.S. Senate. And he said, well, I think he's gotten the message. And that was part of what he got from me, I hope, was the message, because not fun. I saved the last question for Kevin Kramer for the big one that you've asked over and over and over again of me the last number of weeks during the months, actually, during the campaign. And that is the really big question. You ready for this, Congressman Kramer? The big question is...
No, I'm not running for president.
You're not running for president? You've been asked that all day.
No matter how much you beg me, I'm not running for president.
Actually, you've been asked if Mitt Romney is running for president. You quickly said he said no, and just so you know, I'm not either.
Well, because I think it's a... I think the presumption that so many people have of certain people, including Senator Romney, is that this must be some setup for a 2020 run, and I've always found it sort of amusing.
Well, there is that thing about if you can fog a mirror and you're in the U.S. Senate, you believe yourself to be a candidate for president.
That thing. Well, let me tell you, there are only 99 of them.
Okay, so the big question was not that. The big question is, NDSU Bison, Eastern Washington, what's the score?
Yeah, boy, I watched the Eastern Washington semifinal game. My gosh, did they look tough, but they haven't played the Bison yet. So I think it's, you know, I think it's going to be 27-21. Bison, of course.
Very good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Scotty.
I look forward to the first talk radio town hall with Senator Kevin Cramer. Should be fun.
It should be fun. When are we going to do it? We don't know yet, huh? Next Wednesday, maybe, huh?
Whenever. You tell me we're doing it.
All right.
Senator Kevin Cramer, and by the way, the big question that's come from the audience has been, will he continue to do the town halls? And the answer is yes. He told us earlier in the interview that schedule-wise, it may be challenging to do them on Wednesdays, but we will do them the same day each week, you know, same hour, so like we have been doing. So don't know if it's going to be Wednesdays yet, but it's still going to continue to happen. Todd, isn't that great news? Because that's been
fun. Yes.
I
mean,
from the time you and I have been doing this together, that's probably been obviously the, you know, the one, you know, proudest moment I have, and the access it affords the listeners to their then U.S. congressman and now their senator. So it's pretty cool. Thanks to all our sponsors for making our broadcast happen today. We really do appreciate it. Gate City Bank and the Flag Fam, the Fan Cam, the Flag Frisco Fan Cam is down there providing all kinds of great moments. Check that out. Fisher Leasing, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union, Cinex in Watford City, and Petroserve USA. Brought to you by Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment from Frisco, and they'll be going all weekend long cranking it up for the Bison. And of course, our broadcast from D.C. brought to you by Continental Resources, Select Energy, the North Dakota Bankers Association, as well as our friends at Canary. God bless you one and all. Have a fabulous weekend. We'll get out here after a chat with Earl Pomeroy, which you'll hear Monday on the program, and we'll be live from the state legislature on a new legislative session, Bismarck, Monday, right here.
At the University of Mary, become who you were made to be. Hi, I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. Grow your knowledge and become a stronger servant leader by continuing your education at the University of Mary. Now is your time. Classes start every 5 weeks, with the next classes beginning January 7th. Call us today at 800-288-MARY. That's 288-M-A-R-Y. When you call, use the code THRIVE to waive your application fee. We look forward to visiting with you.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.